freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, 800-259-9231. And it's your show. You can take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. We don't mind. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So be sure you go check that out. It's all free.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website at freestateproject.org or give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or again, check out their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. That's freestateproject.org. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Is the number for us, and we've got some emails that we're going to get to tonight about the immigration subject that we touched on a few couple shows back.
Mm-hmm.
Some real good emails. In fact, why don't we start with one of them?
Immigration? You took our job!
Actually, these are pro-immigration emails, surprisingly. This one from Fernando, or as he goes by, Nando. He says, hello, FTL. I was listening to the live stream show today when that lady called in about illegal immigration. I wanted to call in, but I had a guest over at the time, and I was so angry.
You should have had fun for the whole family. Call in with your guest. Get your guest on the line.
He said, I was so angry that I probably could not have made a coherent sentence. Thank goodness for your clear thinking and responses. Well, first off, I didn't like the fact that since Mexicans allegedly sexually harassed her, that we should close down the border.
Right.
Although she's entitled to her opinion, I have to disagree. As a Mexican-American, I don't think it's fair to discredit a whole race based on the acts of the few. Ian, I think you made an excellent point when you asked her if any white man has sexually harassed her, which she admitted yes, but it seems that that was somehow different since they weren't illegal immigrants. So, how is it different? Well, it's not. But she's a racist.
Yeah, she's an ignorant bigot.
Well, one must say that now it's popular and okay to be angry at quote-unquote illegal aliens.
It's always been popular in some area in the country.
It's been pretty popular.
People have hated brown people for a long time.
I don't think it's been quite as pervasive. I mean, now
you probably just haven't lived in those areas.
The waves are cresting. I've lived in Florida a long time. We've had Cubans a long time.
What's that movie, The Gangs of New York? When did that take place?
It's not quite the same here in Florida as I think it is actually on a border state. I mean, I understand we have Cubans coming here, but it can't be at the rate that Mexicans are crossing the border.
No, really. When did The Gangs of New York, that movie, supposedly take place? That was what?
I don't know.
Is it the 20s or the 40s? I mean,
I'm not even familiar with the movie.
That's how long people have been hating
Mexicans, though.
No, not Mexicans, but people have been hating immigrants for a long time.
Yes.
Just out of pure ignorance.
They would be our grandparents that they were hating in that particular right.
It's either out of just pure economic ignorance or just bred in long-time family-held racist thoughts. And, of course, racism is based on ignorance as well.
The quote that I wish I could remember the exact quote. Maybe you can find it or something we can cover or whatever. But it's like, I think it's, send me your tired... You're hungry.
That's coming up later in a different email, so hang on to that.
Okay.
Let's continue with Nando's. He says, also about the welfare thing, I've known plenty of illegal immigrants, and I personally don't know of any that takes welfare. That's quite a statement. I'm sure some do and some don't. I don't think that the woman that called in knows any illegal immigrants that take welfare either. She's just saying what she's heard. Anyway, for the most part, they work for everything they've got. With us Mexicans, it's a sense of pride to earn our living. And I tell you, from all the Hispanics that I've known in my life, they definitely are a prideful group, and they definitely are the hardest working people that that I've ever encountered, without a doubt.
Well, I would definitely say that they have a good work ethic. I don't like to make generalizations, good or bad, but yeah, that's one of the ones that you can generally make about Mexican people.
He says, I'm sure some do take advantage, but I don't think that it's the norm.
I'm sure they do, too.
At least not here in the Chicago area. As a matter of fact, a lot of illegal immigrants pay taxes, even Social Security, and never collect.
Yes, they do.
This has to help. Now, why would one of that? Well, it's because they're illegal. Well, wait, how could they be paying Social Security
if they're
illegal?
Because they have a fake number.
Oh.
And so they pay in on that fake number, They pay their Social Security taxes, but it goes to some number that doesn't exist, or, you know, it's a Polish guy who died in 1912.
Got it. So there's no way they could collect. Understood. Right. They're just doing it so they can be in the system. They can have a job.
Well, they can make the rest of the money. Right. They get
the
other 85%.
Go to James in Montana. It's your show, your calls. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Montana House Senate has condemned the Patriot Act.
Really?
Excellent. Really?
Yeah.
Now, how about the governor? Has the governor signed it yet?
It's got to, let's see, it says here, officially passes, and it's got to go through one more vote.
One more vote?
I guess that's the government. The governor.
The governor.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that deserves some applause. Congratulations, James.
Yep, and I hope the rest of the states follow suit.
Well, I know that I don't know if the rest of the states will, but I think there are some other states out there that have already done it. I remember when here in the Tampa Bay area, we had our city council pass, basically it was a resolution that said that we don't agree with the Patriot Act. It really didn't have any sort of binding effect or anything like that, but... it didn't have any binding effect, but they passed it, and it made a difference. And at that time, they were the people who were promoting this resolution were promoting the fact that three other states had done similar things, and that was about a year and a half ago. So I would guess we might be around six or seven states total that
Great.
Have opted out so far. So
Great.
That's impressive. Congratulations, James. Did you have a hand in that, or are you just reporting it to us?
I'm just reporting it to you, and I'm becoming more and more of an activist.
Well, it's something that everybody who cares about liberty and freedom really needs to consider.
Right.
Because if you don't do something, nobody else will.
I know.
It's on you.
Yep.
That's the most important thing. James, anything else on your mind?
No. Great show, guys. Well,
we're glad you're out there listening.
Thanks
for the call, James.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. Even if it's just a little bit of activism, it goes a long way. You don't have to be kick-ass number one activist.
You have to be out there, you know... writing up legislation and getting, you know, thousands of signatures on a petition so that you can get your amendment to your state constitution enacted. I mean, if you feel you need to do that, go for it.
Yeah, don't hold back.
I mean, it is a possibility. One person can get something like that done.
Absolutely. But to be an activist, it just means you have to do something. So that something could be as simple as writing a letter to your editor of your local newspaper. That something could be calling your local talk show.
One thing for sure is most people don't get to hear a libertarian point of view.
No,
most days in their life. Nobody. I mean, you if you get your letter published in the newspaper,
there's a couple hundred people that get to see the word libertarian if you use it, and it's important to use that word in
even
any
the
sort
concepts.
Of right. Well, it's important to label.
War.
It's important to label those concepts. If you're going to write a letter about ending the drug war, label that a libertarian idea because it is. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231.
Before we go back, we should explain that chuckle, because that did go out over the air. Your random chuckle.
It threw me off. Man, which threw me off that one.
Well, I started that, like, making fun of... Ian threw up when he said a resolution. He threw up quote fingers in the air. As though anyone could see that. So I threw him up.
Every show. Every
he
show. He quotes.
So I threw up the quote fingers.
About.
I threw up the quote fingers. And Manwich started chuckling. He threw up the quote fingers. And
I was doing Nixon. You know, I am not a crook.
You were also circling your nipples with your hands.
Well,
that's what threw me off.
Kind of weird after that. What did I tell you?
Yeah, I actually gesture with my hands quite often here in the studio, but only because it helps me express myself, not necessarily because
just
I want other people to see.
Little gesture is fine. Quote fingers? That's a pretty specific
but he's
gesture.
Always talking with quote fingers. If you listen to how he sounds, I know when he does it.
You can, yeah, exactly. You can hear the quotes. Thank you. That's why I do it. They're auditory quotes. We're going to come back. George is hanging on the line. He wants to talk to us. He's in Washington, D.C., and your calls as well. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking immigration. We're talking whatever you want to talk about. That's why. We call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. We do this show 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we also have our live Saturday show from 7 to 10. In the evening Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget to also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. And the point to the Shrine is that we show off the fact that we have women listening to Free Talk Live.
There are women that would listen to this show.
Not only do they listen, they also are so into the show, they sent us their photo. Of course, sometimes we begged and pleaded for them, but the point is they sent their photos.
They sent it anyway.
And we put them on the website. Now and then we receive a questionable photo.
Yes, we do. And today would be one of those nows. Yeah. or thens.
We received one of those questionable photos today. I haven't yet placed it on the site, because the debate that we hadn't gotten into yet is whether or not we should continue placing questionable photos on the site, because it would just encourage more people to send questionable photos. We'll have to get into that later, because we do have calls coming in.
I do want to say, though, guys, I do Photoshop all day for a living. Stop sending horribly Photoshopped images. I will spot them like that.
Yeah,
it's just
you are a graphic design professional.
And they're awful. You,
and I'm
you're
not,
not good.
I'm not a professional, and I spotted it, too.
Yeah.
So it's not that difficult.
Well, it's not too difficult to spot them.
No.
First thing
so
you do is find a hot girl.
We have not had
whatever
a
the picture
good
is next to her, they question it.
It would be less questionable if you didn't find the hot girl. If you just sent that regular-looking girl, we would be less likely to look closely. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I'm wondering here, about the gas prices going up, like pretty much costing an arm, a leg, or even your firstborn.
Yeah.
But anyway, how come the government then encourage more people to use diesel cars? I mean, we already got trucks.
Diesel doesn't go up when gas goes up? I didn't know that. That's
diesel's gone up. But
well, yeah. Actually, diesel's made with alongside heating oil, so in the summertime it tends to go a little bit down.
Well, it does, okay. But so does gas in
yeah,
the summertime.
It's still a petroleum product.
Yeah, if we're talking about 2 cents, then nobody's going to all of a sudden sell their car and buy a diesel vehicle.
Yeah, but...
Now, you can convert your diesel to run on old French fry
grease. Yeah, biodiesel. That's another story.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing, too, and a lot of people are looking into that.
Well, the problem is that you know, there's only so much old French fry grease in America.
Right. I've heard that people are starting to buy mopeds now as a result of the gas crisis.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. But a lot of diesels, I mean, like the Volkswagen ones get up to 50 miles per gallon. The Passat gets up to 40
is
miles per gallon.
Is that 55.0?
No, 50 miles per gallon here, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, 50 miles per gallon.
I didn't know they
gallon.
Got that many.
Are you working for Volkswagen, George?
No, I work for the very agency you guys have been trying to say should be go away for the longest time. TSA.
Oh, really? Which one?
TSA.
The what?
TSA.
Oh, do you hate your job, George?
Yes and no. I mean, hate all the politics of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's the worst part? What's the worst part about working for the TSA?
The whole political thing. Like, for example, they keep changing the rules. They keep changing the policies and stuff like that.
As far as what you can confiscate, et cetera, that sort of thing?
Yeah, especially with these lighters now. April 14th, lighters going to be banned.
You can't have a lighter. Can
you have
matches?
Yeah. I mean, that's the retarded part of it. You can have matches with no lighters.
How do you feel about your coworkers, George?
They're not all right, Bunch. I mean, I work as graveyard shift myself, you know. Mm-hmm. So most of the time, I just get paid to chill. I mean,
it's a pretty cush job, isn't it? You get to do virtually nothing, and you collect a paycheck, right?
Yeah, well, someone's got to work the overnight job, and believe, and whether it's TSA or private sector, pretty much. I mean, someone's got to open it up, because employees have to be screened too. Unlike it's not just passengers. A lot of most of the employees got to be screened also when they got to go there.
So then, George, do you agree with me then that we should get rid of the TSA?
Well, SA should really be adjusted, because even if you get rid of the TSA, you got private contractors doing this stuff. It still be federal money. It still be your tax dollars paying for it. What, you know, like it or not, you know, whether it's TSA, whether it's Argonne Bride, the Globe, you know.
Yeah, that's true. What really needs to happen is that we need to end government control of airports, period, and just have private airports.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a good idea.
Very good, George. Straight from the TSA's mouth. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. Anything else on your mind?
No, I gotta get to work right now. So.
Well, we're glad you're out there, and we're glad that we have a government employee listening that doesn't hate us. Thank you, George.
No problem. Bye.
Thanks, man. We appreciate
him
it.
Him and my wife.
1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So there you go, George from the TSA.
That was a ringing endorsement, by the way, for Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
I think, there you have it, folks, right from the TSA's mouth.
All right, so let's get back to this email about immigration from Nando. He says, as a matter of fact, a lot of illegal immigrants pay taxes, even Social Security, and never collect. He made the point earlier in the email that he knows plenty of illegal immigrants and that he doesn't know a single one of them that takes government welfare. That's not to say they don't. There aren't some that do, but He's making the point that not all of them do. He says this has to help to hold up the phony baloney Social Security system, and you bet the government knows it. Going back to the Minuteman Border Patrol, this is a great idea. Armed men confronting desperate people who just want to feed their families. This is a bad situation waiting to happen. Illegal immigration is not limited to Mexico, but from various countries. Here in Chicago, we have illegal immigrants from all over the world. Most of these immigrants have contributed greatly to the community here. They create businesses, provide services, and jobs for others. He's absolutely right. Illegal immigrants want to make a difference in their lives. And in the cases
the only reason they're illegal is because under the same circumstances 50 years ago, they would have been legal.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, the rigmarole to get in the country, the fascists have just gotten their claws into this so much that now they're illegals, and they're coming in anyway. It's not like your laws did any damn thing. All they've done is made these poor people's lives miserable by making it illegal.
Well,
is it a free country? Let's act like it's a free country, shall we? The way you get your freedom is give it to somebody else.
That's right.
You can't have freedom by keeping it for yourself, baby. You've got to give your freedom away if you want freedom.
It's the most important point that applies to the concept of liberty. If you're not willing to let the immigrant down the street have the exact same amount of liberty as you have, you're going to be destined to be in a gulag someday.
They increase the economy. They make the economy better.
That's just a fact. He goes on to say that, yes, they create businesses, provide services and jobs for others. And these guys do their damnedest to create businesses in some big cities like Chicago. And I know they have it in New York. I'm sure it's in Chicago. They have what they call, I believe, jitney cabs, where illegal immigrants, sometimes immigrants will create a cab service that's not legal. Because in most cities, there's a medallion, a limitation on the amount of official cabs that the city can have. And so, therefore, they're violating the law by providing people with cab service.
Right.
And maybe doing it for a little bit cheaper.
Giving them money in order to drive them from one place to the other. Now, of course, you could give them money to drive something from one place to the other, but you can't give them money to drive you from one place to the other. It's very strange.
He says, my parents are both from Mexico. My mother came when she was 10 years old, and father was when he was 27, with only a sixth-grade education. Both worked hard to raise 8 children, one which had cerebral palsy.
Were they married when the couple was 10 and 27?
We have all grown to outstanding individuals. Of my relatives, several of us are soldiers, enlisted in officers, engineers, nurses, teachers, and the list goes on. My grandfather's brother came from Mexico at the age of 17 and fought in World War II. Immigrants and their children contribute to this society in unlimited ways. I can go on, but I don't want to take too much of your time. I really do need to call in sometime. And he also says he enjoys Rusty's comments when he calls in. So thank you, Nando. He says, always keep the torch lit for liberty, and we will. Nando, thanks for listening, and we're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Check out the locks on that babe. No, it's not a pretty woman with great hair. It's a hot car with anti-theft devices. When I come back, we'll talk about other ways to make your car less stealable. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop Towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop Towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop Towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Next time you get clipped, it should be in the barber shop, not on the curb as a victim of auto theft. Per the Department of Justice, a car is scalped every 27 seconds. So lower your car's risk of being stolen by parking in well-lit lots with windows closed, doors locked, and keys in hand. Keep your original title at home and carry vehicle registration by purse or wallet. If you have an alarm, use it every time you leave your car. Like bad hair days, you can't control thieves, but you can make moves to keep your car out of danger and yourself out of a hairy mess. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's all you need to do to get in touch with us. Call that number. Our phone, lovely phone screener, will ask you your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about in one word, and how you're listening to the show. And then you get put on hold and we put you on the air. It's that simple. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
We've got live streaming there. We've got a broadband feed. We have a dial-up feed, so it doesn't matter what kind of connection you have to the internet. We've got Free Talk Live for you. Anywhere in the world, you've got an internet connection.
Yes, indeed. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy, because it's absolutely free. Here's another immigration-related email. This one from Sean. It says, I wanted to comment on that xenophobic caller from last week. This is kind of an emotional issue to me for some reason, probably because I grew up in Brownsville on the Texas border. Even though I'm not Mexican, I did grow up identifying with them because the town was 98% Mexican.
Brownsville is 98% Mexican.
Hence
He's not
name.
Lying about that.
Hence the name.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
There is, he says, there's this beautiful poem called The Colossus at the foot of the Statue of Liberty. You probably know a part of it. Give us your tired, your poor, etc. The statue is probably, arguably, the most recognizable monument in the United States, and this poem was put on there during a time when the country was proud of immigration. The fact that this poem is on the statue should at least make the xenophobes take a second and think. That's the essence of the American dream, to come from nothing and achieve your dream. I think it's one of the worst things that we have lost through time. Immigration is something that only a welfare state fears. It's such a shame that we're choosing a welfare state over a pro-immigration state,
right,
and more people don't realize this. Sean in Massachusetts.
We want to keep out hard-working individuals who want to build a good life for themselves and benefit society in the process.
Because a few white people want to sit around?
Yeah, but because we want to, in order to keep this whole social welfare system, we want to keep good, hard-working people out. This is the kind of way a nation atrophies. This is it. If you want to feed non-work and keep out people that do work, sorry. You're fostering laziness, mm-hmm, and you're stifling work. That's how you ruin a nation.
That full quote, though, is so powerful. I wish I knew the full quote. Maybe if you could pull up something. I know the beginning of it. It's, give us your tired,
I believe it's give me.
Send us. Send us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses,
Something about yearning to be free.
Right.
All right, I'll find it here.
It's yearn to breathe free or something like that.
Our friend Harry Brown is constantly quoting from it, and it really is.
It's on the Statue of Liberty. You know, it's on the Statue of Liberty. I mean, that's it right there.
Yeah, but I haven't actually found the poem. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free.
Yearning to breathe free.
To breathe free. Yeah.
That's such a powerful quote. Well, and it's that's what's on the Statue of Liberty. That's it, right there.
The reason the statue was made for America, and remember, it was made by the French.
Right.
It was sent here from the French. Yeah.
It
was sent here because they were so inspired
by the United States, inspired by the freedoms that we had, and the fact that we would let anybody into this nation, this free nation, this spectacle across the ocean. And that's what we used to be. We used to be this wonderful example to the rest of the world. People around the world, including the French, wanted to be here because they were being oppressed by their governments. And it's no difficult choice. Do you want to stay here and be oppressed, or do you want to go to the free country? Easy choice.
Sounds so easy to me.
So there was that. There were people leaving their countries by the droves to come here. As a result, some of those people, some of the leadership, if you will, in the countries that these people were leaving kind of got it to their heads, well, maybe we should do something to retain these people. Maybe we should do something to keep them here. So
can't remember why, but I think we should retain them.
You started to see kind of some other countries go in a little bit more of a pro-freedom direction. We were the example to everybody. Everyone wanted to be like us because right. we had what they didn't. We had freedom.
Once we truly re-embrace the concepts of liberty and you see once again how an economy can blossom, then you will see countries demanding freedom.
Look at them. They don't surrender. We are like surrendering every 5 minutes. I mean...
Oh, God.
So it is,
studio Jacques Cousteau.
You know, it is not too late for this nation, although it certainly, if you just look at the news of the day, it certainly feels like it.
It certainly feels like we're surrendering.
It feels like this is a hopeless fight, especially when you have people calling in and talking about how they want to build a great wall on the Mexican border to keep people out, as though that's going to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't understand that it doesn't matter what you ask the government to do. They can't do it. They're incompetent. They're worthless, lazy bureaucrats. Not because they'd be worthless and lazy in any other job, but because the bureaucracy and the fact that they have no incentive to do anything fosters laziness.
But if we build a big wall, then we could raise the welfare system, and then we wouldn't have to worry about them lazy immigrants no more. We could raise welfare so everybody could, you know, they can't work, they could make $20 an hour, and then we could raise minimum wage to like $40 an hour. Don't you understand?
Let's plant some trees and they could grow money for us.
Hey.
It's just pure utter ignorance, and it's based out of the fact that we've been brainwashed, basically. And we went over the 10 reasons a few months ago on the show, the 10 communist planks, and one of those key planks is education being run by the government. That's a key plank in the Communist Manifesto. And we have it.
We've got it.
We've had it for 50 years.
Needs to stop.
It's the most critical thing.
It is definitely the most critical thing that needs to stop.
Manwich, you're right about your key issue is withholding, and that's definitely a critical issue as well. But the fact is, if we hadn't had our kids brainwashed in the educational system, they'd be demanding the withdrawal of withholding. It's that brainwashing that kills kids, that makes them not want to learn. When you're in school, you don't want to learn because they don't make it fun, and they don't make you desire to have education. They make you want to be elsewhere.
I would be so elated to see what the education system could do if the government, all these government strictures were taken off of the private school system. I want to know. I mean, I would
be
love
amazing.
To see. Yeah,
it would. You
a kind of leap forward. We would once again be number one in the world as far as education, instead of like
within 2 years. I think within 2 years we could be number one again.
The problem is that the government got involved. As soon as the government got involved in education, when we started going down
kids aren't stupid, okay? Kids, brains, human brains have not rotted over the last 50 years. It's not like we're dealing with mush, okay? But the government system is turning them into mush, basically.
Yeah. The other thing that scares me is that if we don't fix our educational system soon, the gap between the most intelligent people in this world and the least educated people in this world will widen immensely. I have a feeling because
I feel like it's a hell of a gap already.
Because
personally.
Of computers. Because of the computers that people can pick up so much information and learn so quickly in their youth that I think some of the countries who have a much better education system will have far more intelligent adults. Far more intelligent, if
at least educated.
Well, we've already got people coming here from India and Japan and other countries taking the high level jobs.
We don't have enough damn doctors. We've got to import them from India and China.
Because our kids
and
are
India
being...
and China have now set up a financial I guess they've got some sort of a treaty going on now.
1-800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live on the way. Your calls about whatever you want. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. You the edge like you've never seen. Makes you feel good.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, over 11,000 posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of users approaching the 400 mark very quickly, so be sure you join up there. There's a lot of fun to be had. Serious conversations, fun stuff, bizarre conversations as well, so be sure you check it out, freetalklive.com. Now, I give out the phone numbers often enough on the show. If you've got an objection with something that we say on the air, we're more likely to put you on. I mean, we put every call on, but if you're calling in to disagree with us and we got people on hold, I'd say we're more likely to jump you ahead, because I like it when conflict happens on this show. It's really what makes for great talk radio.
You're a liar. You're a mouthpiece for the left. You're a mouth without a brain.
We have got an email that just came in from Cal. Cal says,
subject line. Now maybe Cal.
Maybe
Son
Cal-
of Jor-El?
Superman? What a weird, obscure reference that is. Maybe Cal is one of those people that thinks better in writing, you know, so he puts it.
That's fine. I understand completely. Yes, you may email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, but there's no guarantee we're going to read your email, but there's no way we could stay away from
yeah,
this
one. Yeah, this one, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Cal writes, subject line, more idiot talk show hosts. You do not need to be
on
DC.
Please, just read the damn email.
Well, I have to do some sort of accent.
Just,
I want to do it.
Just read the email.
Just read his email, man.
As I will protest actively, and I do not give up. Well, maybe we should just forward the email to Ted, the president.
Right. Come and get me, Cal, please.
Your basic views follow leftist ideologies. Know it or not.
No, they don't. You don't know
you don't
it, jackass.
No, you don't know it, Manwich, but that's really what libertarianism's all about. We're here to support the,
libertarians
support the left.
We're leftists. That's right. That's why we want to eliminate Social Security.
Eliminate all welfare.
Eliminate
right.
Welfare. Gee.
Yep, we're leftists, all right. We want you to have control of your money. We want you to live free of the government. We're leftists. Nut job.
Yeah, we want to eliminate all taxes.
But you don't hate brown people. You're a leftist.
That means I'm not a xenophobe. That's what that means.
That means that I'm not a racist bigot.
See, this is what stinks about writing an email, Cal, is we're going on national radio, and we're tearing you up, and you don't get to say anything. Now finish reading this.
We'll let you call in, though, Cal. 800-259-9231. So
and you can defend your bigot awfulness, because, you know, if there's no welfare, there's no reason to have closed borders. None.
At all.
Sorry.
You're right. Oh, well, he gets to the reason. Here, his reason's coming up. Here we go.
When
your mouths opened up about immigration today and the woman who was harassed about Mexicans, he means by Mexicans, I finally had it. My Central American girlfriend will set you morons straight instantly. According to her life experiences, 95% of her harassments have been by Mexicans. 5% by blacks.
My harassments have all come by rednecks. What does that mean? What does it mean?
Yeah. Well, that all mean... of her harassments, oh, that settles it.
Right, that's right. It's her harassment.
That's scientific
that really
data right there.
It's called a case study, everybody. It's one person's experiences being told to us by someone who's obviously biased.
I just want to let you all know that there was a scientific study that was done that says that 73.586% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
He says, if you clowns would read police reports, oh yeah, I got nothing better to do with my time, Cal, than read police reports all day.
Because I know they don't chase after, the ethnically disadvantaged. No way.
Oh yeah, right.
You know what? And I bet those police reports all say, darkies are evil!
Well, maybe so, because there's a lot of people in the police
that
actually are racist bigots, and which is, well, like, man, what you're saying, which is why they go after blacks and Mexicans, because they like seeing them in jail.
I want to hear from somebody who's not white call in. And
he says, if you clowns would read police reports, it'd be clear what cultures hurt the U.S. most. Cultures hurt the U.S. most.
Yeah,
you're just giving away that you're a racist. You're just racist trash, Cal. 1-800-259-9231.
We live in America, land of the free.
This is supposed to be a mixing pot, the melting
not
pot.
Not the white free.
No, exactly. We're supposed to be a free nation, meaning everybody can come in, and America has what... America doesn't have a culture. All these people that are anti-immigration are always chiming in about, well, we've got a real culture here in America, and we don't want you diluting it. Well... That's the point of America. We mix together. Different elements from different cultures around the world have come together to create this country. I mean, Chinese food isn't really Chinese food. It's Chinese-American food. You know?
One really has to ask, what was the culture in America like in 1905, 100 years ago? Was it the same as it is now? Or did the Irish that came and the Italian that came and immigrated to this great nation and added their blood to our melting pot, did they add to our nation, as far as culturally goes?
You know, myself and Scott, who's the co-host here on Friday, we both went and got actually tested by this company that does DNA profiling as far as race and whatnot. Most Americans, like over 90% of Americans, have small, I should say white Americans, people who consider themselves white, most of them have one or two or three or four, somewhere in a small percentage of either Native American or Sub-Saharan African or Asian DNA in them. They are actually part of part of another race. You are
like
part
it or not.
Listen, most people in this country are that. Most
All
people.
Right. So let's get back to Cal's email here. In addition, the country does not allow...
And when you allow... I'm sorry. When you allow other cultures to assimilate
they become,
into your culture,
yeah.
then it's your culture, man.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but genetically, those people are more resistant to disease, are more athletic, are more... They're just...
Everybody gets raised up by different cultures
right.
mixing together. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We got Puke on the line in Texas. We're going to go to Puke coming up, and your call as well. Anything goes. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're inside hour number one right now, but we've got another one coming up. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. Updates are available online at freetalklive.com. Just go sign up for them. It's real quick. It's easy, and you'll be the first to know anything that we need to announce about the show. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Puke in Texas. Puke. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent.
I've been listening to your podcast for about a month and a half now, and I think your show's great.
Fantastic. How did you find us, Puke?
I got into it after the article in Wired Magazine came out, and I just started looking around on Podcast Alley. You guys are in the top five then.
Yes.
And I just
it's been a tough month for us this month on Podcast Alley.
Yeah, you guys don't have all these dead celebrities going for you, so I put in my vote, though. So.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Puke. What's on your mind tonight? We're glad you're out there.
I just wanted to relay some interesting information that we came about with the president's going to be down here tomorrow.
Well, yippee-ki-yay! Here,
yeah.
Where?
He's in Texas. Fort Hood, Texas.
Which?
Fort Hood, Texas.
Fort Hood,
Fort Hood,
okay.
Texas.
That was my question.
Yeah, America's largest military base, yeehaw.
So are you going to throw a party for the president?
No.
You think he'll show up if you did?
No, he won't probably be able to get within 2 miles.
You can call him and tell him you got some cocaine, and maybe he'll make a trip.
Yeah, no, he's got all his cronies to do that for him. But that's why I'm under the moniker Puke. That's my military nickname.
Okay.
Because I'm actually in the military. And the funny thing that I thought was that they told us that we're going to have, like, both divisions are going to be down there doing, like, a little review or something. Who knows? He's going to be like, good job, Dying. Wait to screw
good
us
job,
over.
Dying? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's probably the gist of what he's going to say.
Okay. What else could he say?
Yeah.
Thank you for dying for my wealth. Thank you.
Basically. How about them oil prices? But,
so, Puke, you're actually in Texas. You're not in Iraq. How did you luck out?
I would have been in Iraq. I've already been to Afghanistan twice, but... I'll be going there in probably 6 months or so.
Yikes. So, how long do you have left in your tour of duty, if you will?
2006. Mm. And I'll be getting out and trying to keep my
ass. That's what you think, Puke.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully. Have you had any buddies that have been stop-lost?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
How do they feel about that?
Well, some will understand it, and you know, some people are pissed off because they didn't read their contract. I mean, I read the contract, and I knew that I would be in for 8 years, whether or not I was actually in the Army. But but you know, I mean, of course, it's going to piss some people off. Some people, it's not.
Have you known anyone yet?
Still kind of bullshit. Yeah, that they don't just.
Whoa! Yeah, you got to be careful. You're on live radio. We'll let that one slip. But go ahead.
Have you known anyone yet who has just left?
Yeah, I mean, some people get out. They do it based on your MOS. If they have enough people in the MOS.
What does that mean? You gotta give those MOS, acronyms out, because
military occupational specialty, which is basically your job.
Got it.
What you do in the military, if they have enough people.
What do you think the chances are we could get on Armed Forces Radio?
About as much as a snowball in Iraq.
No, by left, what I meant is deserted.
Oh no,
I don't know of anyone that's just gone AWOL and run off. My military occupational specialty is aircraft mechanic, and we don't get into the shit.
We'll talk to you later on. Thanks for the call. Call us some other time when you got some military news for us, or you want to comment on what we're talking about with the military, okay? We could use somebody on the inside, and our man in Afghanistan, or our man in Iraq has disappeared. So, thanks, Puke. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two
like
is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired...